The University of Vermont College of Medicine has announced it has received a $66 million gift, the largest ever made to a public university in New England. The gift comes from a University of Vermont College of Medicine alum and Burlington native, 98-year-old Robert Larner. He has given the funds to the med school so that it can move its entire curriculum away from the lecture-based model and toward an active learning approach. VPR's Kathleen Masterson has the story.
UVM President Tom Sullivan was visibly emotional as he spoke to a crowd of several hundred faculty, students, and staff. Sullivan announced a substantial gift to the medical school from longtime supporters Robert and Helen Larner.
They have committed, with a current market value, an additional $66 million to enhance the support of our medical education and our medical students.
This brings the total amount that the Larner family has donated to the school to $100 million. Earlier this month, the UVM Board of Trustees voted unanimously to rename the school the Robert Larner MD College of Medicine at the University of Vermont. This to honor the multitude of contributions from Dr. Larner over the years. Larner's gift will be dedicated to helping the med school continue to revamp its teaching approach. This comes in light of growing research showing that the age-old class lecture format simply isn't effective for most students. Amidst a celebratory crowd, the Dean of College of Medicine, Rick Morin, explained that multiple studies show students learn far better in an active learning format, where they try to solve problems and learn new material together.
You get useful learning, not by absorbing some information, but being able to recall that information and use it to solve problems and use it in situations in which they are somewhat different from the way you learned it. In the end, if you can't apply your knowledge and do something with it, it's worthless.
In recent years, the UVM School of Medicine had already been moving to make more of its classes use an active learning approach, in part using earlier funds donated by Dr. Larner. Moving to a lecture-free format involves some costly upgrades. For one, teachers often put short lectures and other materials online, so students can come prepared to their active learning class. It also entails making physical changes to the classroom, getting rid of tiered lecture halls, and creating smaller spaces where students can interact. And Morin says the new donation will also help train professors how to teach in this style.
If you're used to standing up and giving an hour-long lecture, it's a whole different thing to have students in, 18 groups of students, and you lead them in exercises where they try to see who can get the answer, and they have debates between the groups about what the right answer is.
Laura Donnelly is a third-year med student from Dorset and a recipient of a Larner loan. As the school moves toward the active learning model, she's already taken some classes that use this approach.
I think it forces you to take a more active role in it and think much more critically. And now that I'm on the wards as a third year, you're doing the same thing by creating differential diagnoses, and you're not just given information, you're forced to come up with it on your own, which is good. It pushes you to do it.
The med school has already constructed some new classroom spaces. Leaders say the replacement of the lecture format with active learning lessons should be 100% complete in the upcoming 3 or 4 years. For VPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson.